Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Father of mine, tell me where have you been? Father of mine.
Hello. Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, Dad, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Shit.
Hey, it's okay. You don't... I can hear you. Uh-oh. Hello? 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 Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm sorry, man. I messed up on the phone.
Nah, you're fine. You're fine. It was probably just a button push, you know?
No. I just actually shut you off.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we got you now,
I pushed the wrong button.
Well, that's okay. I do that all the time.
How you doing, honey?
Never better. Having a good day here, and I think it's going to get terrible weather very soon, but, you know, what the hell? It's winter.
Yeah, so I heard about that.
You know, it's these cold months really make you appreciate the warm months.
Oh, my God, yes.
There's, you know, I mean, it's just kind of like you just get through it, and then you just can't wait to get up north.
Yes. But you know what? I just don't think I like the cold weather anymore. used to not take care, you know.
Yeah.
I care now.
Yeah. You should go to Florida in the summertime or in the winter.
California.
Or California. Yeah. Move in with Nikki.
Yeah, but I don't know. It'd drive you crazy.
Oh, it would not.
No. They got room. They'll put you in like the guest house.
Yeah, right.
And you can, like, walk the dogs. Don't they have Great Dane dogs?
Yeah.
I need video of you walking two Great Danes down the street.
And drag me by my butt.
Oh, yeah. I would actually pay to see that.
Oh, my God. Oh, well. I don't know. I feel pretty good.
Yeah, I maybe you'd probably do great, you know.
Oh well, hey.
All right. Well, here we go on another edition of Dear Meathead, and putting the final word about this. You guys did not get COVID. That is spectacular news.
Yeah, great.
Just very, very happy that happened. That was a little bit frightening to say the least.
Thank you, honey, for it. Good analogy there.
Well, it wasn't an analogy. It was just, I'm just happy.
Hey, it's something.
I'm just happy that you didn't get sick.
No, yeah. you said good things.
Yeah, I know, but it's not an analogy.
Well, you know, I don't even know what it means, but
yeah.
Well, it came out of my mouth.
Yeah, okay. Hey, that's all right. Hey, I do that all the time, too. Maureen has a question for you, Dad.
Hi, Maureen.
Maureen, She is, she just got her nose pierced.
Hey, her nose what, pierced?
Yeah, she just got her nose pierced. So yeah. She has, like, jewelry in the side of her nose.
Ouch.
Yeah, she writes, how do you feel about pierced noses? She adds, I'm just wondering, I recently said that I wanted to get my nose pierced, and everybody said no. And then she ended up doing it. She got her nose pierced. So,
well, like, unfortunately, I have a personality that doesn't deal with the thing that's happening when people fool around with their faces and bodies and all that. So I just don't want to get involved in a conversation. It actually bothers me to hear people do that to themselves. I don't know if I can give you any, but if I give you
You actually just did. You said it bothers you.
Well, no, not quite as strenuously as I want it to be, because I would have probably, if it was my child doing that,
well,
I'd have a hell of a time with it.
Well, you know, I mean, people listen to this to hear you speak your mind, so...
I'm doing that, but I didn't really make it a strong type of a conversation.
Well, don't be shy.
I don't hurt their feelings, you know.
Yeah, it's okay. She hurts everybody's feelings herself, so.
Well, no, the feelings are feelings, but when you fool around with a God-given body of yours, it troubles me.
Yeah, you can't do that. You just got to leave it alone, right?
Sure. Yeah, I can understand if you have a type of face that requires surgery and so forth to make yourself look better. Okay, but I don't see how a big piece of metal hanging out of your nose is going to make it any better in my mind, you know. But then again, good luck to you. I'm grateful for the fact that I had an opportunity to express my feelings.
It's perfect. You did great. You did perfect. I'm just writing down the note of a big piece of metal sticking out of your nose.
Yeah, and then again, it's her choice. That's all right. And I do not mean to insult anybody.
No. Hey, you know what?
Just pouring it out.
Hey, even if you did... They signed up for this. This is what they want.
I don't want to hurt their feelings.
No, it's okay. And then I took a note. It says, if you have the type of face that requires surgery.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. I got it. All right, Dad. That is all good. Now she ended up getting it, and I saw it. I saw it on her nose. And I thought it looks marvelous. But that's just my opinion. You know? Anyway.
I'm not going to elaborate on that anymore because...
Fair enough.
I don't want to be saying insulting things.
No. You already did, but that's okay.
Well, anymore.
All right. Ryan writes, Dear Meathead.
Hi, Ryan.
He says, when it comes to Santa Claus, how long should you let kids believe in Santa Claus?
How long should I live? What?
You know how kids believe in Santa Claus and then at some point they don't?
I'll tell you what. You keep it up as long as you can. These kids are going to grow up, become men. And they'll step on their own.
Yeah. That's what I thought. And I think that's what most people do. If you make a big deal about it, it's probably going to be horrible.
Yeah.
And then he said that was his next question. Do you just let it naturally play out? And then he asked, what did you do? I don't think, I think you just let it naturally play out.
I would, but then again, I remember when I was like 12 years old that I believed in Santa Claus, but
did?
The kind of Santa Claus I believed in is, I thought my parents were Santa Claus.
Oh, okay. I thought, you know, when you were 12 years old, living.
Yeah, I see. You know, that was it, you know.
I would expect you're 12 years old living in Iran, Santa Claus, you're hoping that he brings you like a drink of water.
No, we didn't have Santa Claus really, but we kind of knew what was going on for some reason.
Yeah.
At the very early stage of our life.
Santa Claus, please bring us some flour for bread.
You know, you talk about Santa Claus and age and my age and all that. I remember I cried my eyes out so that I could get a tie.
Oh, yeah. I remember you talked about that with us. You're like, you had a really, really low bar. And so,
yeah.
You know, most kids are hoping for a new bike or a doll or a baby, and you wanted a tie.
Yeah. And you know what? It's a very strange thing that you bring this up, the issue of years and my past. Actually, we didn't think that Santa Claus was such a big, important thing.
Right, right. Well, yeah, because in Iran, if somebody went outside with a red suit, they'd shoot him in the face.
Oh, yeah, well, the only people that would do that would be Christians, you know, that would celebrate.
Yeah, they're not gonna go for that there. That's
No.
Yep. All right. Let's see. Nathan, he also has a question about Santa Claus. He says, it's his opinion, he always thought it was a mistake to let his kids think that Santa Claus was real, and he thinks it's like you're lying to your children. Do you agree with that?
I don't think so. I never thought of that when I was growing up and there was Santa Claus, supposed to be Santa Claus. I really thought it was there, you know, and nobody's lying or nothing until I got older.
I remember.
I think you ought to let the children grow on their own. They'll change it.
What about the Easter Bunny?
Yeah, what about the Easter Bunny?
Hey, I believed it all. And I remember when it was revealed to me that's not a thing. I remember my old pal Matt Smith. He was the one who broke the news to me, and I was like, "You got to be kidding me!" I could not believe it. I was like 24 years old.
Oh, that is funny, Eric. But you see, it's something that stays with you, you know.
Right, right, right.
It really is. I would still make a comment, maybe.
Chris has an interesting addition to all of this about Santa Claus, and he writes up, my five-year-old came very close to telling Santa that he knew he was the real Santa. And then Chris says, I cut him off and steered the subject away. It was about a black Santa Claus. And I guess he wanted to say, I know you're the real Santa because you're white, I guess. But he said he cut the kid off and steered the subject away. And then he says, we definitely teach inclusion, but I think his logic was about to say something weird because he recognizes Santa as being white. Is it normal for a five-year-old to question a black Santa Claus as the real Santa?
I really don't know what goes on in a child's mind about this situation. But then again, why not leave the kid alone and let him decide?
Well, yeah.
Let him grow up and see what it is and what he wants to do, you know.
Yeah, I would have let him. I mean, I guess I messed that up. He was on Santa's lap, and the Santa who he was talking to was a black guy. So he was about to say, I know you're not the real Santa because you're not white, which is unbelievable. But I would have let the kid ask it because it would have been hilarious.
I mean, you know, why do that? He thinks that something will let him. It's nothing terribly bad.
No. Yes.
Let him think what Santa is.
Right. You know? Right. Yes. You know, I mean, that's what that guy. That's what that Santa is paid to do. He's supposed to have a list of ways to answer that question. You know.
You know, I never thought of that, the Black Santa.
Yeah. You know, I love Black Santa. In fact, if I ever, like, have a Christmas party, I'm going to go out of my way to make sure it's a Black Santa. And then I'm going to invite...
That'd be cool.
And then I'm going to invite Tom Alexander to see how he'd react.
Oh, my God.
Be nice for the black kids.
Oh. I said be nice for the black kids.
It's about time. All right. Let's see. Travis writes, Merry Christmas to Meathead and Joanne.
Thank you. Same to you, buddy.
Travis wants to know if you recall a favorite Christmas gift.
This year, our roof.
Joanne says, this year, our roof.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that earlier in the show, and I started to, and then I forgot. I understand that you lost a part of your shingles, and some guy who knows how to do that for a living just showed up at your house and repaired the roof.
Yeah, and didn't charge us.
Right, and I was making the point that people love the folks who are, you know, a little older and like helping them out. It's either...
That is the greatest thing in the world, I think. People should go around, not necessarily this time of year, but any time of the year.
Yeah.
I'd like to help my neighbors. I really do.
Right. I think what happens with folks that are in their 80s like you guys are, you're either going to get someone like the guy who helped you on the roof, or you're going to get someone who's going to steal all your money.
You're right.
There's no in between. It's either going to be help you for no charge or try to rob you blind.
Yeah. But, of course, our situation was very unique because Jim Marquis had a lot to do with that.
Right, right. And he is, of course, your son-in-law and all the blessings
that I get.
Yeah, you guys have a really, really wonderful church that you go to.
Yes.
I think
we haven't been there for a year.
Well, I know. And I think, are you guys thinking about going back?
I don't know.
Okay. You're a little concerned about getting sick, right?
Well, it's a long drive.
Okay.
Get there.
Yeah, I get you. I understand that. Yeah, you know what? Well, let's leave it on that high note about people helping you. That was a wonderful gift that came your way, and that's one less thing.
Awesome.
One thing that you don't have to worry about.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. Well, you know, I got to call you because we got to make plans to come see you again for Christmas. And this time, I promise to not be sick with COVID.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I love you guys. Everybody loves you. Everybody loves hearing from you and having conversation with you, okay?
Ditto. Ditto, ditto, ditto.
Okay.
And we do the same.
Okay, guys.
And God bless everyone that tries to connect to us.
They all do. They love
it. Everybody. They don't have to connect to me. But people are wonderful.
People are wonderful. Yes, they are.
The majority is.
Yep. And remember, Dad... forget about the big piece of metal sticking out of your nose. talking about people who might have a type of face that requires surgery.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. If God wanted, they would actually make you come to this earth with a big chunk of metal hanging out of your nose.
Okay, gotcha. And then you have a personality that doesn't deal with things like metal in the nose.
Yes. This is a lot of laughs.
All right, Dad. Well, you guys are the best. Love you.
Love you, too, honey.
Okay.
Say hello to your baby.
Will do.
That's your wife.
Okay, of course. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. And the cat's in the cradle and the suit.